2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things that I said weeks ago on this show, and people said on the left that I was a conspiracy theorist for saying it, has now become reality. I knew they were going to do this. They want you to have papers to be able to travel within the United States of America showing that you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccine. Now, several weeks ago, literally on this show, right here, I came out and said I was very concerned that they were going to walk down this road because I'd already seen liberals saying, well, you should have a passport to travel with a COVID passport. And I'm like, what do you mean a COVID passport? And they're like, well, a passport that shows, you know, with COVID that you are, that you're clean, that you've gotten the vaccine. To go where? Well, to any state that you want to go to. Now, immediately I was like, you're insane. Sure enough, that's exactly where we are now. That's exactly what they're looking at using right now in this country for you to be able to travel. Now, there was Governor DeSantis that warned us, and this happened weeks ago when I was talking about DeSantis, and I said, get ready because this is, and DeSantis was right. DeSantis came out and he said it was a terrible idea. A terrible idea to have a passport to travel in this country. A passport would be horrific. We don't need it. We shouldn't do it. It doesn't make any sense. Why would we do this? Right? This is one of those dumb things that happen, and everybody should agree that it actually is a dumb thing. But when you start talking about COVID, this is what the morons on the left will actually do. They'll come up with the stupidest reasons to do anything they can possibly do, including now saying that you must have a passport. Now, I want to also compare this to what's happening at the border right now. At the border, we have total open borders. We're not testing people for COVID. We're doing catch and release. We're completely overcrowded. It's a total humanitarian and human rights crisis at the border. We have kids in cages, to quote Democrats. And we don't test people coming across the border for COVID. We have wide open borders. Meanwhile, for me to get back into America, I've got to have a COVID test. So if I fly back into America, I go to Mexico for a 3-day weekend, I got to have a COVID test right when I land so I can come home in 3 days. But our borders are wide open and we're not testing illegal immigrants that we're letting go into our country, which makes no sense at all. Now, the Biden administration is apparently looking and working towards this, but New York has already launched it, right? Because they're the crazies. Starting Friday, New Yorkers will be able to pull up a code on their cell phone or a printout to actually prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently tested negative for the virus that causes it. This is step one of total government takeover of your life. And I'm talking about in a creepy, weird way. The first in the nation certification called the Excelsior Pass. This is crap out of World War II, folks. Know what this is. This is the same crap that you get out of World War II. When you start telling people that they have a certificate to be special with a COVID test called the Excelsior Pass, you've lost total freedom in this country. They say it will be useful first at large-scale venues like Madison Square Garden because, see, they always do things like this and tell you that somehow it's normal by justifying, well, don't you want to go to Madison Square Garden? So just give us all your medical records, right? Forget HEPA violations here. You do this, and then you can go back to a Rangers game. You can go back to a Knicks game. You can go back to a concert, and you can do it because you're an Excelsior. We empower you. We make you feel like you're not giving up your rights when actually you're giving up your total right to privacy and your total right of dealing with your own health care the way that you decide to do it. But starting this week, they will be accepted dozens of events, arts, entertainment venues statewide, the governor said. It already enables people to increase the size of a wedding party. So see, if you want to go back to having a wedding and the government will allow you to have that wedding only if you have your Excelsior Pass. See what I'm saying here? They give you reasons to just look the other way and say, fine, I'll do it. You want to go to another catered event? You want to have a 40th birthday party? Just make sure that the government gives you your paperwork so that you can then have your, quote, Excelsior Pass. This is the, guys, this is the stuff that happened in World War II. This app, which there's no chance in hell I'd download it, championed by Governor Cuomo to support the recovery of industries. This goes back to, see, bait and switch. Here you go. Hey, I'm Governor Cuomo. I'm the one that ruined all of your lives, destroyed all your businesses, and now I'm going to tell you that I'm championing your business as long as you comply with the government to get your mark of New York, to get your star of New York, to get your Excelsior star, your Excelsior pass from us, the government. Because you want to go to your family's wedding, right? So just give up all your rights. You want to go to Madison Square Garden to a sporting event and seem like life is normal again, right? Well, we're going to take all your rights, but then we'll give you a New York star, the Excelsior Pass, so that then you can go because now we've deemed that you can have a wedding, that you can have a catered event, that you can have a funeral. Now, this is also how they're selling this. They're saying this is about the recovery, about industry. We want to help those most affected by pandemic. If you want to help them, let them open up their damn lives again and don't have an Excelsior Star of David or whatever this thing is to signify that you're different than other people so we can ostracize people that don't get vaccinated. And then, of course, they sell it to you another way. They say, hey, this is all being funded by the state and available for free to businesses and anyone with vaccination records or test results in New York. We're paying to take away your rights. It's fine. See, it's free. Like an airline boarding pass is how they're justifying it. See, the difference, though, with a boarding pass is I have the right to fly or the right to not fly, right? It's a privilege to fly. Let me rephrase that. It's not a right to fly. It's a privilege to fly. There's a difference. But I have a right to live a free life in America. I don't have, it's not a privilege for me to go to dinner. It's not a privilege for me to leave my house. Those are rights that they're now acting like they're privileges. It is a privilege to fly. It is a privilege to fly. It's a privilege to drive, actually, with a driver's license. It's a right to be able to walk. It's a right to go out of your house. And they're saying, no. It's a privilege for you to eat out. It's a privilege for you to go out of your house. It's a privilege for you to go to a funeral. It's a privilege for you to go to a wedding, even if it's in someone's backyard. They've now taken all of our rights and turned them into privileges that only if we agree to what they tell us to do, can we then do it. All you got to do is download the app. Download the Excelsior Pass. app, enter your name, date of birth, zip code, and answer a series of personal questions to confirm your identity, and then we will give you some of your rights back. This is World War II stuff, folks. This should scare the hell out of everybody. Do not download this app.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I don't care how they're selling it. I don't care if they sell it to you as a airline boarding pass, saying people will be able to provide their health status with a digital QR code or quick response machine relatable label. I'm not joking. That's what they're saying. Quote, they'll need to download the Excelsior Pass app, enter their name, date of birth, zip code, answer a series of personal questions, health questions, confirm their identity. The data will come from the state's vaccine registry and also will be linked to the testing data from a number of pre-approved testing companies. See, this is all just normal. No, it's not. I'm trying not to yell tonight, but wake up, America. This is not normal. Wake up, America. Stop giving in to and giving away your rights. Quit it. This is not normal. I don't know how many ways to say it. This is not okay. This is not freedom. This is not democracy. This is taking away your life. This is psychotic, sick stuff that we saw in World War II. And it's now in the United States of America. And it's not okay. I've warned you about they are going to see how far they can go. And clearly they believe that they can go extremely far with us because they took away all of our damn rights when COVID started. They wanted to see how far they could push us. And clearly they can push us very far. They can shut down our churches and we said, okay. They can shut down our businesses and make us go bankrupt. We said, okay. They can shut down food and we said, okay. They can shut down grocery stores. We said, okay. They can shut down travel, and we said, okay. They can shut down hotels, we said, okay. They said we can't have funerals, and we said, okay. They said we can't go see our loved ones in the hospital. They said, okay. We can't go to the hospital with our loved ones, and they said, okay. over and over again. They took away our rights, and we kept saying, yes, there's nothing left to do. But now they're just saying, all right, well, hell, if we got away with all that, now we'll take away their guns, and we'll tell them they can't function in life unless they give all their information to government, and we give them an Excelsior pass. Don't do it. I'll show you. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. This is not okay. This is not normal in America. This is not normal in a free country, period. I mean, I want you to think about how sick this is. Again, I go back to the World War II warning because it's the best warning that I have here. The New York system, built on IBM's Digital Health Pass platform, is provided via blockchain technology. They say, so neither IBM nor any other business will have access to the private medical information. I don't believe that crap for a moment. And you're lucky I didn't say another word. Quote, an entertainment venue will simply scan the QR code and get a green check or a red X. Again, I don't believe that crap for a moment. The new pass is part of a growing but disjointed effort to provide vaccine passports or certification so people won't have to hang onto a dog-eared piece of paper, worry about privacy issues or forgeries, or fork over extra cash to prove they're not contagious. See, this is all about, oh, we're making your life easier. We're making life happier for you. We're giving you your life back, but taking away everything to get, you're not even a human anymore. In addition to IBM, open source computer experts who provide code anyone can use for free have been developing such systems, they say. As have retailers like Walmart, which also offering digital proof of vaccination to anyone who gets a shot in one of their pharmacies. So now if you get vaccinated, we'll let you live a functioning life, a semi-normal life. And if you don't, we're going to take away even more of your ability to have rights in this country. That's also what they're saying. I cannot tell you how terrified you should be of this. And the reason why I talk about New York is because if you think it's just New York, it's not New York. This is going to start happening nationwide. New York's just the first one to throw it out there. You want to know how I know this? Breaking news. The Biden administration is working to develop a, quote, vaccine passport that will allow Americans to travel and enter businesses that require proof of vaccination. Washington Post story. I was the one who said weeks ago they're going to try to pull this crap. I was the one that told you weeks ago that this was going to happen. And people said online, Ben Ferguson is a conspiracy theorist. And I said, there's nothing left to do but this, right? They've done everything else. You can't go to church. You can't go to a funeral. You can't see your loved ones when they're dying in the hospital. You can't even be in the hospital with your kid. One parent only. Can't be there when your kids are born. They were wanting to see how far they could go. Go to the Washington Post right now. Look at the headline. White House, again, this is there on their front page as we speak. White House private firms developing plans for vaccine passports. The effort has gained momentum with a growing number of companies saying they will require proof of vaccination before opening again. White House-led effort tried to corral more than a dozen initiatives. Vaccine passports are on the way, but developing them won't be easy. But remember, this is all for your own good. This is all for you. I mean, people are going to say things like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. I don't think it's the mark of the beast. I do think it's a mark of a government that's totally out of control. When I get my vaccine, which I've chosen to get because, for me, it's my decision to do it, I'm not showing you my vaccine passport. You can go to hell. If you think I'm doing this, you're insane. No, I'm not doing it. Sorry. You can literally kiss my vaccine ASS. We have given up everything, folks, and it's time that we stop. We have given up everything. Our jobs, seeing our families, burying our loved ones, burying the dead, folks, having funerals, seeing our loved ones before they die, telling them goodbye. We've given it all away. We've given up our churches. We've arrested people that go to church, pastors that lead worship. That's what we've done here. This is not normal. I pause and I want you to think about it because I'm trying to make sure people really understand this. This is not normal. This is not okay. This is not what our founding fathers would. This is what our founding fathers fought over. This type of crap is what our founding fathers literally went to war over. Our founding fathers would have never allowed this to happen. I can't live and function society unless I have a Biden passport, unless I give up all of my information. That is not normal. I can't go into a venue, a private venue, unless I have a government passport. I can't function in society even after getting my vaccine unless I give all of my personal information up to those that demand it. That is not normal. Say it again. It's not normal. This is not okay. And you, by the way, should be mad as hell. You should be furious that you're being asked to do this, and B, that anyone thinks this is normal when it's not normal.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's one point I want to make real quick, just so you know. I don't have a problem with the private sector saying that you got to show proof of being vaccinated to shop or eat at their private restaurant. If they want to do that, that's fine. It's when the government starts mandating it that I have a problem with it. Like, if you want to say on your business, no shirt, no shoes, no service, that's okay, because you have the right to do that with a private business. But this idea that the New York government and now the federal government may force me into getting, quote, a COVID passport, or as they're now calling it, which is creepy as hell in New York, the Excelsior Pass, so that you can then go and live your life normally, like going to Madison Square Garden or going to other events. And they say it'll be accepted at dozens of events, arts, entertainment venues statewide. So therefore, to function, you have to do what we tell you to do. You have to get it. That is not what I'm in favor of. Now, if the private sector wants to decide this or mandate this, right, that's their decision. And ultimately, the free market will decide if it's overbearing or if it's working or if it's not working. But I'm not getting it for the government. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. Now, earlier this week, former Trump senior economic advisor, Steve Moore, discussed how certain industries, he said, look, we'll make a comeback after the coronavirus pandemic. And some are going to demand that you have a vaccine because they'll make people actually show up in larger numbers. Take a listen.
Steve Moore. I don't know if he's anti-mall. I know he's pro-consumer. And right now we're seeing a lot of people showing a lot of pent-up enthusiasm to go to the mall, to go flying, to take trips. What do you make of it right now, Steve?
Well, I like that segment you just did on what's happening at O'Hare Airport, my hometown. But I got to tell you, last week I was in Charlotte, which is a major hub for American Airlines. And I saw the same thing. I mean, that airport was as crowded as I've ever seen it. So people are getting out and flying. You know, what's interesting about this story, though, is if you go to Google Flights or you go to Expedia, it's hard to find flights because the airlines have really cut back on their number of flights. And the prices are not so great right now, you know, for finding those bargain fares. So I'm frustrated by that because I fly all the time. But in terms of the issue of malls, I agree with the analysis. People will and are starting to return to malls. I went to the mall last weekend. But it is also true. You're going to see closures across the country of shopping malls. And by the way, that was even pre-pandemic that we had too many shopping malls in the country. I think you're going to see, you know, it's a sad thing, but I think you're going to see a lot of malls closing down, and it's going to be the survival of the fittest.
Yeah, sadly, you might be right. You know, Steve, when you were working in the Trump administration, I'm sure in the knee deep into the pandemic, you wondered if we'd ever come out of that. And it appears that we have. And the president's efforts at the time, Operation Warp Speed, to get all these vaccines out, that was a big contributor here. But now, you know, the workforce slowly looks at returning. We were just doing a segment on the number of Americans who kind of like this hybrid approach, a couple of days working from home, a few days in the office. What's the fallout of that? It's still early. Some industries are loath to it. They're not keen on it. Goldman Sachs, more or less, saying everybody get back to the offices as soon as you can. But others are open to it. But it will change our workplace, I think, in a much more permanent way. What do you think?
And by the way, you notice the conversation they're having right now is all about the private sector. It's not about the government. It's not about government mandating things. It's not about the government telling you what you can and cannot do. Right, or telling you have to get some sort of damn pass to even walk out in society, which is exactly what the private sector is saying right now, which is exactly why it's so terrifying. Or excuse me, I mean the government's saying right now in New York, which is why it's so terrifying. It should be up to the private sector. The private sector is the one that should decide it. The private sector is the one that should decide how this works and how this is going to go moving forward. Not the public sector. The private sector wants you to work from home, let's work from home. If the private sector wants to close down malls, let's close down malls. If the private sector wants to close outdoor shopping centers because no one wants to go there anymore, then let's do it. That's fine. But that should be a private sector choice. That should be a private sector choice, not a public sector decision, or excuse me, a government sector decision. That's where you lose me. That's where I say no. Their whole discussion's about the private sector.
I completely agree with you, Neil. I mean, you've got some major, major employers across the country. I think Nationwide was one of them saying, hey, you know, we weren't too keen on this idea of people working at home, you know, a year or two ago. But now we see we can work with this. It cuts their operating costs, right? You don't have the travel expenses. You don't have the office, costs. And so I do think that, and I think you put it well, I think you're going to see a hybrid of people, you know, and I include myself in this. You know, I never liked working at home very much. but I've kind of gotten into routine. People are going to be maybe 1 or 2 days of the week at home and maybe 3 days of the week in the office. That means, by the way, that commercial real estate is going to continue to take a big hit. It is going to be a real problem. Yeah. People owning these sky rises in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, I don't think they will ever be the same. But the key point here, it's something I've said on your show for months now, is the stimulus is the vaccine. When people get vaccinated and they feel like it's safe to go back out, as we're learning now, they will go out. They will return. There's a real pent-up demand.
That is well put. The stimulus is the vaccine. I'm going to steal that one and use it as my own. Steve Moore.
You got it.
I mean, he's right, by the way. He's completely right. That's what it should be about, is the private sector deciding what's best for the private sector. But the Biden administration, working with the others in the industry to develop a COVID-19 passport, that's the part where you say no. Along with private technology and travel companies, the Biden administration, quote, is working to develop credentials referred to as passports of health. Passports of health. This is World War II propaganda, and or passports of travel access, showing proof of vaccination as individuals and businesses emerge from the lockdown. Airline and business groups have been lobbying the White House to take the lead in setting standards for health passes. They believe that would avoid a hodgepodge of regional credentials that could pass and cause confusion among travelers and prevent any single health certificate from being widely accepted. Here's my question. Why are we doing this right now if we have the vaccine? Why? Can someone explain that to me? Why are we advocating for this? Why are we saying we need this now? If we have the vaccine and this is supposed to kind of work its way out, can anyone explain that to me, please? I would love to know. Someone explain this to me. Somebody needs to sit down with me and explain to me how we went from 2 weeks flatten the curve to 2 months to shut down churches, to shut down hospitals, visits, to shut down funerals, to shut down schools our entire lives, and then have an open border while all this is happening, by the way, right now, where they're not getting tested before we catch and release them into this country, but I can't get back into my own damn country without getting a COVID test if I want to fly to Mexico for the weekend. And now you want to have me have a health passport. Really? A health passport? To quote Joe Biden, come on, man. Are you kidding me? You just need a health passport. That's it. Just get you a health passport. Get you a COVID passport so that we know that you have complied with our government mandates and it'll all be totally fine. Just get that passport. And once you do, we'll let you function under the new set of guidelines that we have decided is freedom. 9 months ago, I warned you. 9 months ago, right here, I warned you, we're giving up too much. This is no longer about COVID. This is about the government seeing how far they can go and how much they can press us and how many rights they can take away from us and where is our breaking point, or do we even have one? That is what I warned you, and I was right. At some point, this no longer is about COVID. At some point, this became about power and control. This became about nothing more than power and control. It is all about power and control. How much can we screw with you? How much can we silence you? How much can we dictate to you? Can we take away your religion, or at least meeting with people that you have faith in? Can we take away your communities? Can we take away your life? Can we take away your schooling? Can we take away your office? Can we take away your business? Can we destroy you financially? How far can we go until you people actually stand up? Or maybe you won't. Maybe you just won't stand up. It'll be amazing. We'll just rule you forever. like a bunch of socialists. You start asking me to get a passport to travel with health? Yeah, you're screwing with my rights. You're screwing with my life and my family and my freedoms. Quick reminder to all of you listening, please make sure that you share this podcast with your family and friends. As you just heard the senator and I talking about, we've been banned from big tech, and now we need you guys to share this podcast with your family and friends. So if you're listening right now, take a screenshot on your phone of this podcast and then share that picture on social media or text it to your family and friends and let them know about our podcast so others can listen to us as well. Again, thank you so much for listening to us today, and I will see you guys back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.